Piemont Hotel, written by John J. O'Shea. In the 1920s, there is a place in our memory we patients love well, not far from Ochaclea, called Piemont Hotel, where the Ministry of Pensions sent us, DSC, to dispel from our systems the scourge called TB. On arrival at Piemont, you are weighed, to be sure, then a lovely hot supper with new milk so pure, and across to the drive where you take a hot bath, and a lovely white locker for your clothes and your hat. Next morning, before Dr. Sheehan in the West, who examines you closely and taps your poor chest, saying the ministry has sent you for a 13 weeks rest. 8 o'clock in the morning, the breakfast bell call, the patients all hurry to the great dinings hall, where the porridge and milk is dished out in galore. It's marvellous if poor nurse's feet are not sore. Then comes tea, bread and butter, some sausage and ham, and we shout, hip, hooray, when up rolls the jam. At 10:30 a.m. to your bed cot you stand. Dr. Sheehan parades with a scope in his hand. He looks at your chart for any change in your temp. How do you feel? Says the doctor. Très bien, says the man. I'm glad that you think so, says the doctor. Ahem. Then out of your shelters for a mile round the track to smoke and to joke. Tommy's well. Know the knack. Some fight their great battles time over again, for brigadiers and commodores come to the Piemont Hotel. At 12:15, then the rest bell shall ring. That the patients comply is a very sure thing. Some are reading and writing, others rest at their ease, for the rule is discipline and not as you please. At 1 o'clock dinner, 'tis almost a marvel to watch the dear matron busy cutting and carving, her knife slicing this way, her fork going that, dividing the bone from the lean and the fat. No thought of herself, she tries to please all, of her numerous family in the great dining hall. That she pleases them all, there's no shadow of a doubt. As they encore, God bless her, as the beef is dished out. The sisters on duty keep an eye to the tables, to see that the patients gets to eat all they are able. The nurses run this way, the sisters run that, while the doctor stands too, and he is minus his hat. There is bacon and cabbage and spuds, there is plenty of patients. Each table seats the half just of 20. Each man is so clean and his hair brushed so nice, with pleasure awaits the dessert called rice. At 4 o'clock in the evening the bells ring once more. Our feet are all scamping towards the dining room door, for tea, bread and butter, perhaps a slice of ham, and we shout to the echo, when up rolls the jam. At 6:30 sharp then ceases the din of all games and amusement, when the rosary bell ring, to thank our benefactors so kind, great and small, and pour down heaven's blessing on each one and all. At 7 o'clock more porridge we get, new milk in plenty, thick with cream, you bet. It's good food and contentment, and the truth I will state, I am not surprised in the least we put on so much weight. At 9 o'clock sharp, Dr. Murphy or Mac visits each patient in both shelter and shack. The sister on duty with her pencil and book makes a note of your temp if you wear a bad look. Excuses are useless, even if your name be O'Hara. You get two number nines or a dose of
Cassandra.
Dear sister then flies through the gloom of the night. Her face, it is radiant in her robe of pure white. She reports to the doctor her dear patient lie sleeping, but the patient, God help her, is alert on his keeping. If landscape is wished for, such a woodland and dells, or mountain or streamlet and Wicklow's famed glens. Not to speak of the air so bracing and pure, there is nothing its equal for the con and its cure. Of visitors, Sir William, on the Sabbath each week, comes out in his motor with the patients to speak. But the best sight of all, if to the Piemont you've been, is the Cade Mila Falcha to Lady Aberdeen. So now I will conclude, as it is my opine, I've related to you the daily routine of the place they call P Mount, and the truth I must tell, it is good, if not better, than the Shelburne Hotel. And each Sunday evening, a big dance is on. When the couples are out, on the floor is a throng. Doctors, sisters, nurses, the patients as well. Oh, 'tis heaven on earth, sure, in P Mount Hotel.